We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back. Marks and Reese. How do I spell Ikee? How would they spell that? Is it I-K-E-E-E-E?
Yeah, two E's.
Ikee.
I-K-E-E.
Oh, wow.
Marksy.
I got a Gabe Marksy. We're back. Yes, Gabe Kaplan joined us earlier, right at the start of the show. And Eagles fans, I say, or Eagles callers, I got you one second. So he brought it up, Ike, and it's the one thing that's constant when we talk about Gabe Kapler with listeners and callers is that people don't like the fact that he comes out after games and is always tries to keep a positive spin, that people want to see an angry manager flipping tables or whatever, and we ask the question, you have it, Ben? All right, here's his answer.
I don't think anybody wants the leaders of the clubs in Philadelphia to ride the emotional waves. I just don't think that's a good thing. It doesn't mean that I don't feel the emotions. I'm just not going to ride the emotional waves. And I don't think that any good leader of a sports franchise, you know, swings wildly up and down. I just don't think that's a good thing for a leader. You know what I really believe in my heart is that players don't respond to that. Players are grown-ups. They don't like to be treated like children. They don't like to be yelled at. They don't like to be berated. I actually don't think it's a strong development tool or tactic, and that's why I don't use it.
There you go. Ike, I think it depends on the sport.
Yeah.
Right? Like, football is different than you can't. I don't think you can handle your players the same way baseball that you do in football.
No, he's right regardless of what sport it is.
Okay.
As far as what players want.
Yeah, what do players need is my
right
question.
That's different. Yeah. So
right?
Yeah, I think all players would be okay with Gabe's coaching style or managing style, because it's like having a parent who never yells at you, right?
That'd be great.
Yeah, we all I mean, we love our parents, but we know some as parents we can be tough on our kids, and then there are some parents that allow their children to sort of figure it out themselves, or they're just about positive reinforcement, no matter what they do.
But can you get your message across without screaming and yelling and ripping the players? Like, I almost think it's two separate things. One, it's one thing to, at press conferences, try to remain positive, but what's he doing behind closed doors? And it seems like, to me, reading between the lines, that he's positive, that I think he tries to get his message across in certain ways, but it's not the way of yelling, of screaming and yelling.
Yeah, I think what you see is what you get. I think this is him. So I think behind closed doors, he's handling his players the same way.
888-729-9494. Positive and supportive. Hey, John, tell Kapler to let the dogs loose and stop being safe. Only way we're going to make the playoffs. Funny, Dallas Green and Charlie Manuel both had teams win the World Series after very loud, profane closed-door meetings. Come on, Gabe. That's from Mike out there. Yeah, but hold on a second. Charlie Manuel came in here after Larry Boa, and Larry Boa was the scream and yell, take every loss like it's game 7 in the World Series, flip tables, Larry Boa. And I love Larry Boa. Charlie came in and balanced Larry Boa. The guys had shut him down. He came in, and he presided over that clubhouse, and guys loved him. Dallas Green came in and took over for a manager, Gene Mauch, that was too loose with the players, and those guys hated him, but it worked short-term. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, eventually with Gabe Kapler, when this team gets to a certain point, just like with Larry Boa, they may need to bring in a different manager to balance him if eventually he's not able to take the team to the next level. Right? But as of right now, I don't think it's fair to say, come on, have a closed-door meeting and get tough with the team. Charlie Manuel won a World Series for doing it his way. And I see a lot of Gabe in Charlie Manuel.
Well, I mean, I think to me, that's the way you have to do it as a manager or a coach, which is be true to yourself. Players can sniff out if you're being a phony. You know, players understand whether or not you're going out there to the media and just taking one for the team, or is this truly who you are? Like, I don't think Gabe is any different behind closed doors. I think this is genuinely who he is. It's just his mindset with life in general. And some coaches don't believe in that. Tony Dungy wasn't a yeller. Tony Dungy wasn't a cursor. He didn't use profanity. He won a Super Bowl.
He did.
Yeah, so, you know, he built that team. It doesn't mean he didn't draft guys who had bad, who had character issues or this and that and the other. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means he knew how to talk to people. So those players in Tampa, they loved him to a certain degree, but he took them as far as they could. Then Gruden came in and won. Jim Moore,
right,
Jim Moore Sr. was the coach in Indy. He drafted Peyton Manning. You know, he was a yeller and screamer. He took him so far, and then Tony Dungy came in and they won.
Let me give you a baseball example.
It depends on your ball club.
I'll give you a baseball example. Buck Showalter took the Yankees from being – remember, the Yankees have won all those World Series, but they were not good during the 80s.
Yeah.
Buck Showalter took them from being disappointing Yankees to playoff team Yankees, and it took Joe Torre being hired to come in and kind of preside over the clubhouse, a lot like Charlie Manuel, a lot like more of a positive type. Not Buck Showalter, I'm sure, can really wear on guys during a long season.
Yeah, I think the difficult thing for fans is that they respond or they relate to a manager or coach that wears their emotions on their sleeves to a degree. But this is what's working for this ball club. It's what works for Gabe. It's what works for these players, for the front office. And I don't know how you can argue with his approach from that standpoint when the club has exceeded expectations.
10 games over 500.
Like,
right?
I don't know how you can argue with his approach.
Yeah, it may not work to get the end goal of a World Series.
Right.
It's worked so far.
Yeah.
Can't we agree on that?
Yeah. I don't know how people can agree on that.
Little Silver Idiot on Twitter, at Mark Streets WIP, says, these are professional baseball players, not high school kids trying to prank a substitute. In other words, no, he doesn't like the whole positive reinforcement guy. Blowing smoke up guys' butts doesn't work either. It lets the players know you're soft and you can be manipulated. That's from Broad Street Runner.
That's possible.
Yeah?
Of course it is, just like being a soft parent. A kid, you think you're doing your kid a favor and all your kid is doing is playing you like a fiddle.
Right.
Yeah, he's right. But that could be a reaction to this managerial style. It could be.
He's trying to get the most results out of these players. Now, defensively, it's not working. And we didn't get to get into the whole defense thing or whatever. Offensively, it's working for some guys. Overall, not really working. His pitching staff's unbelievable. It's been great this year. But for the most part, the clubhouse seems like everybody's on the same page of being happy to come to work and trying to have fun.
Listen, I would also advise him, you know, don't read the papers, don't listen to the radio. But he does.
Yep. 888-729.
I mean, he's listening to you as fans. You're not going to be able to change him into somebody he's not. He has to be comfortable in his own skin. He has to be. He has to be. And this is what makes him comfortable, right?
Yep.
No, he needs to be himself.
We do have some Phillies breaking news there, Ikey.
What do we have?
We have Jose Bautista. Phillies claimed him on the whole revocable trade waivers, working on a deal with the Mets, per Ken Rosenthal. So Bautista, the former big-time slugger, still has power, but hits at a low average with the Mets. Mm-hmm. Been playing the outfield, but I believe he can play some infield positions as well, but would probably be another bat bench. Here's the thing, too. They need power. This would be a great move just because it's a right-handed hitter off the bench. Bohr goes down. That's your lefty off the bench that gave you power. Now you would be able to have Bautista, who's a righty, right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.